The council members last week questioned representatives of UDOT about their rationale for a possible noise wall to be built along with other improvements to Interstate 80 in that area. Wright said their plan seems to be based in federal and state policy.
There is some argument as to whether or not they're applying that policy correctly, and the people behind the Citizens Against the Wall movement have made some arguments on that particular issue. We are going to have a separate opinion from another engineering group on that in the future, probably fairly near future.
The wall will be decided by a vote of over 25 properties in the area, the so-called benefited receptors. But critics say UDOT was premature sending out ballots this month when they're still waiting to hear a second engineering evaluation about the wall. We asked Wright about his take on that.
They think they had enough reason to send out the ballots right now, and they have some time constraints. The project is going to start next year, and it's going to go forward with or without the wall.
And do you feel like the wall and the berm provide some tangible benefit for the receptors?
I think the engineering reports say that it does. We are going to see another engineering report, so we'll see if that changes that particular opinion.
He said last week's meeting was interesting because it's the first time they heard from some of the receptors who favor the wall.
And they were pretty clear that they want some noise reduction. Many of them have been there for 15 to 20 years and have seen the noise levels increase. I certainly can't complain that they are being selfish about this issue. Things have gotten worse in their neighborhood due to the growth in the county. I think the main thing I would like both sides of this issue to think about is how can we come to a solution that hopefully considers everybody's point of view and solves the issue with the least amount of hard feelings in the neighborhood.
Council member Glenn Wright, who added that if the vote does support a wall, then the receptors and UDOT might look at different options, such as a berm with trees. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.